The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Amber Waves Hair Salon, where every day is a good hair day. Amber Waves, located in downtown Naperville. And brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. Pay off your home loan in just 7 years with DuPage Credit Union's special 2.965 APR 7-year fixed rate mortgage. This is a limited time offer, so act now while rates are still low. Apply at DuPageCU.com to lock in the special rate. That's DuPageCU.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by JW Rule Landscape Services. You can find them on Facebook. Just look up Jim Rule on Facebook and drop him a note and tell him that Dolly sent you. He can take care of all your landscaping needs, and he's really good at building fairy gardens. You'll notice the difference. The show is also sponsored by Belgio's Catering. They put the special in special events. Stiefel Nicholas, helping people manage their money and investments for over 100 years. Fast Signs Naperville, Sullivan Steakhouse, Body Bronze Sunless Spa of Naperville, the only way to tan, the Naperville Trolley, Arthur Murray Dance Studio, and Naper Settlement. They're having their All Hallows Eve party this weekend, so check them out on Facebook and online. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Dolly McCarthy here, and welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio, the good show, I like to call it, that airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30 or so. May go a little longer today. We've got a lot of guests on today's show, very exciting guests, and I'll get into that in a moment. But as I said, I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning into the good show, where every week I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. I also welcome your calls. So call me, tell me your thoughts, ask my guests a question, and I am giving away a lot of tickets today. I've been posting that on Facebook and on the social media there, so check it out. If you call into the show today, you could win tickets to see the one and only, my favorite artist, Sheryl Crow, at NIU's Convocation Center. She's going to be there rocking the house on Saturday night, October 26th. That's next Saturday. And I also have tickets for Chris Cagle. He's going to be at Scooter's Roadhouse on November 1st. That's a Friday night. We got two tickets to give away for that. We also have tickets to All Hallows Eve. That's Naper Settlement's big event this weekend. That's October 18th and 19th. I have tickets for that. And two tickets to Soups On. I'll tell you more about all these. Soups On is on Sunday, October 20th. So it's this Sunday. And we had John Norman on the show last week. We were talking all about this great event. It's put on by the Rotary Club of Naperville, and they host Soups On. It's a fundraiser to benefit four charities whose mission is to focus on ending hunger and homelessness. We've got Loaves and Fishes Community Pantry, Hesed House, DuPage Pads of Wheaton, and the Rotary Club of Naperville's Community and International Project. So this show is done out of my studio in Naperville, but today I was anchoring this morning on CLTV, so I just got off the air, and I am actually doing the show from a remote studio. I'm in the WGN Weather Center right now, so I might sound like I'm whispering. I kind of am, because my colleague Monica Schneider's on the air right now, and she's actually about two desks away from me, so I don't want to disrupt her. She's on the air. It's hard to find open computers around here. But anyway, I am here today broadcasting. We're live from the WGN Weather Center. No, Tom Skilling's not in right now, so we can't talk to him. But anyhow, okay, getting back to the tickets. Soups On is this weekend, a great charity event. You don't want to miss this, because you go to this event. It's at Naperville Central High School, and there are about 30 different restaurants that are there, and you get samples of their soups. I think Sullivan Steakhouse is there giving away little filet mignon sandwiches. So it's not all soups, but it's definitely hearty, good food, and it's all for a good cause. Tickets, you can still get them. They're $45. You can get them online at www.soupsonrotary.com. Okay, a couple more. Naper Settlement, as I said, we are a proud sponsor of Naper Settlement, and we're also sponsored, by the way, of Soups On for the Rotary Club. Very proud to be a part of that. But Naper Settlement is having their All Hallows Eve event. It's Friday and Saturday, this coming Friday and Saturday from 6:30 until 10. And you can experience two of the darkest nights of the year with haunting creatures, eerie entertainment, and must-see horrors. No, I didn't make this up. I'm reading a script here. It's a one-of-a-kind experience, and it brings some of the scariest characters of the past, present, and future to life. So come out to Naper Settlement, meet some of the lost souls of the dead in a haunted happening you won't forget. Sound like a witch there. Tickets are only $10, but guess what? I'm giving away a pair of tickets to this event on today's show, so you can call in and have an opportunity to win. But I'm also doing something different. I'm going to ask people, if you haven't already done so, if you would like my Facebook page, if you haven't already done so, The Dolly McCarthy Show, or follow it on Twitter, that's at Good Dolly Show. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting my own Twitter handle. Yeah, it's Good Dolly Show, actually. That's what it is. I couldn't get The Dolly McCarthy Show on Twitter, so I settled for Good Dolly Show. And this is the good show anyway, so you can go on and follow me on Twitter. And I'm also going to pull random names from there as well to win some of these tickets. All right, so we've got Soups On tickets. Those are $45 each. We've got Naper Settlement, All Hallows Eve, and a big event coming up that The Dolly McCarthy Show is a big sponsor and supporter of, is Toys for Tots. It'll be the 4th annual Toys for Tots Gala at the Hilton Lyle in Naperville. And it's from 8 to 12 on November 1st. So put the candy away the day after Halloween. Put the candy away and start bringing out the ornaments, because Christmas is here. It comes earlier every year, doesn't it? So this party will be the start, the kickoff of the holiday season. Jump in while you can, because you know what? There's no stress. It's not in the middle of the season. You don't have any obligations. So it's the next day after Halloween. Come on over and join us November 1st, Toys for Tots. Bring your toys. There are still tickets available, and we have an early bird discount. And also, we have a Dolly McCarthy Show discount as well. So if you buy your tickets and you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, they're going to honor the early bird pricing for $75. So try to do that before October 21st, though. And again, this will be at the Hilton Lyle in Naperville. It's from 8 to 12. There's going to be heavy hors d'oeuvres, open bar, amazing dessert buffet by Terrell Cole, and the Dark Horse Pastries, DJ and dancing, and there'll be some silent auction items, and I will be there to MC the event. So come on out and say hello. I'd love to see you. All right, and we also have tickets for Chris Cagle to give away. That's his concert's November 1st as well. Of course, it's the same night as Toys for Tots, but we don't have to mention that. Maybe you're on the other side of town and you can't make Toys for Tots and you want to get over to Scooters because it's closer to your house. I don't know. Just saying here. I have tickets for Chris Cagle, country music singer, and then also tickets for Sheryl Crow at NIU's Convocation Center. Okay, I sound like a box office with a bad recording, so I'm going to stop, but I just wanted to tell you all about these great events that we're sponsoring. We're so happy to support so many non-for-profits in and around Chicagoland. And thrilled to be able to give away some free tickets to all of my good listeners. All right, now, without further ado, I want to bring out, or I should say, she can't come out. I'm going to answer the phone. She's calling in to the studio. She is a former, she used to be on the air in Chicago, well-known Chicago radio voice. She's an author now, a public speaker, a coach. You still can hear her on the radio. She's on that internet radio, the one that you're listening to right now. Her show is called Biz Buzz. And Catherine John, we're so glad to have you on the show. Catherine, hello. Good morning.
Hello, Dolly. I am so impressed by all the stuff you people have going on in Naperville. I don't spend nearly enough time out there. My goodness.
We'll keep you pretty busy. You ought to come out there.
I'm telling you. Yeah, it's a lot.
We're busy and we eat well. We know how to feed ourselves, that's for sure. And we know how to freak ourselves out with these haunted happenings, All Hallows Eve, Naper Settlement. All right. Well, you know what? We've been friends for a couple of years now, but before then, Catherine has I used to listen to you all the time on the radio when you were on WLS Talk Radio.
I love to hear that. Yep.
And listen to that voice. That's that voice. When were you on the air at WLS? What year was that?
Did you just say, when was I on the air? Sally,
yeah, WLS.
What are you doing to
I know.
Me?
Is that bad? How long have you been in the radio business? All right, at least give me that. I've been in the broadcast business over 25 years. There, I gave you some of mine.
When you were in diapers, I was on the radio, right? I started at WLS in 1979, and I left in 1997.
Wow. Long time. And
somebody,
that voice.
Yeah, it was a long time before somebody woke up one day and said, I don't think she's that good.
Oh, come on. Well, you know, what was really neat is you were on the air for so many years. I used to listen to that talk radio. I just loved it. And then before then, though, I didn't know this, but you were on the air with Larry Lujack.
I was.
Legendary Larry Lujack and Fred Winston.
And Fred Winston and John Landecker, which tells you that I'll do it with anybody.
Well, we can say that because this is internet radio.
We can say anything on internet radio. But, yeah, I was very lucky. I worked with some of the best people in the business and learned
yes,
a lot
were.
From each one of them. Yeah.
Including yourself. Now, you have a book out, and I was thrilled to have you on. We'll talk about your book, because I love this title. I haven't had a chance to read it, but I just skimmed through it a couple of days ago, and I'm definitely going to read it. It looks like a pretty easy read, something I can handle probably in a weekend. So for my listeners.
A weekend? You could read it in an hour or two, Dolly. It's
probably,
really...
but you know what? You forget. I have 5 children, and I get interrupted every 2 minutes, remember?
All right.
Maybe I'll lock
You're
myself
a busy
in the
woman.
Bathroom.
Here's the thing.
Well,
this is actually
book is called...
about writing.
Go ahead. Okay.
Go ahead.
It's so funny with this internet radio because you're not in the studio with me right now. If you were in the studio
That's
with me,
right.
we could slap each other and say, hey, it's my turn to talk. So we have to be
exactly.
here.
Exactly. But now we all just
you
talk
have
at
a book.
One. I have
Show
a book.
Up and
it's
Shine.
Called
I love the
Show
name
up.
Of the book.
Yes, it's fabulous. And it's short and practical. And that was part of the intention, not to write a big theoretical tome, but to write a book that gives what it promises, simple steps to boost your confidence and charisma. And every chapter has action steps. If you actually do the actions, you will get more confidence and more charisma.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, let me just say I love the title because I remember my dad's passed on 25 years now, but he used to always say, just show up. That's half the battle, showing up. You know, so many people make up excuses. Oh, I got busy or, you know, yeah, I'm tired or whatever. Showing up is half the battle. But now you talk about shining. And then in the book, I did read the first couple of chapters, and you talked about presence. Can you define presence? It's so important to someone. And we're talking in general, but also this is to make you more charismatic and magnetic in the business world and in your personal life. And so you talk about, your presence. And so why is that something that we should be concerned about, or tell us about that.
Presence. All right, I will. Presence is the what people see when they look at you and what they hear when you speak and how they feel when you're around them. And it has everything to do with the way people treat you. So there are people who go through the world and feel that they are often ignored or overlooked, that they don't have the impact they'd like to have, they don't make the friends they'd like to make, and they don't make the money they'd like to make. And often it's because they don't have much of a presence, because they don't really show up, right? They're in the room, but you don't notice them. I'm mm-hmm. not suggesting for a moment, Dolly, that you have this problem. I think you're very noticeable and very magnetic. But the world is full of people who don't feel that way. And that's really who this book was written for. Because people think charisma is something you either have or you don't. You know, you must be born with it or you're out of luck. And I don't think so. I think charisma can be developed through some specific changes in physical habits.
Let's talk about that. So how can we develop this?
So part of it has to do with being in our body. So people walk around all the time with all their energy concentrated in their head, and their mind is a million miles away, and they're thinking about something or having feelings about something that's going to happen in the future, or it already happened in the past, or sometimes it's all tangled up in one big mess. We have thousands and thousands of thoughts every day. Most of them are thoughts we have had before. And most of those are not positive. So we walk around with this soundtrack going in our head. So part of being present is being present, right? Being right here, right now, in this moment. And the way to get there is by connecting with my body. And I do that by starting with sensing my feet on the floor and allowing the energy of the earth, let me get just a little bit woo-woo for a minute, allowing the energy of the earth to flow up into me and ground me and center me. People who do yoga are familiar with mountain pose. That's kind of a way to think about this. Get myself in mountain pose, ground myself, and immediately I become more present. And people can sense the difference in the energy.
Okay, the book, again, is called Show Up and Shine, Simple Steps to Boost Your Confidence and Charisma. And we're talking to Catherine Johns, who's a legendary Chicago radio voice, and I've admired you for years listening to you on the radio. Okay, let's get into more specifically also, or more about these action steps that people can take to be, to have more of a presence, to have that charisma, which will help them in their personal life and their in the business world.
One of the things that I suggest for people, particularly, Dolly, for people who are not outgoing, and often people think that they can't be charismatic because they're introverted or even shy. And I say one of the most charismatic things in the world is to listen to people. So becoming a better listener is one way to increase our charisma quotient, because what does everybody crave? We want to be heard. And when you're the person who listens, you instantly move up in our estimation and become more magnetic.
So how can you also, if, let's say, you know, I'm a guy who's 55 and not very successful in business and don't have much confidence, are you saying that following these steps can really make a change, can change everything and the way people are perceiving him after all these years? How can you change these habits? You know, your reaction to things. I mean,
totally.
It's not
part
just
of it. All right, let me tell you a quick story. I did a workshop about 3 weeks ago. It had six people in it, and out of the six, five of them needed help with talking too much. Right. So part of being charismatic is saying just enough, not going blah 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 blah, so people's eyes glaze over. And there was one person in particular who, I mean, it was just excruciating. He told a story with every single last detail that nobody cared about, and he went on and on. And he was befuddled about why he wasn't doing well in job interviews. And what he got from me was some very candid feedback about being more concise and some tips about how to do that. And a week later, I'm not kidding, he emailed me and said, I got a job. And I felt more confident going into the interview, and I know I sounded more confident. And there's a guy, 50-plus, I don't know exactly, but, you know, in the age range you're talking about, who has had some success in his career, but recently also some really tough times. And making that one simple change of buttoning his lip made a difference for him. Because it changed the way he was. That's fascinating. It was changing the way he came across, because one way that we manifest a lack of confidence is we just run our mouths. You know, we don't know when to stop. And that's kind of a cover for not being confident. So confidence is about being more measured, right? So I say just enough, and then I stop. I'm not throwing my weight around. I'm not trying to impress. I know how to be comfortable with silence.
How about for women? What is some advice you want to give to women on their confidence and how they carry themselves in the business world? Do you have any insight in that? Because I know you're now coaching. You're coaching now, too. It's not all on the radio anymore. You're public speaking, you're writing, you're coaching, you're doing so much. So when you meet with women, what is there one particular trait that women always do that's like the first thing you catch and you say, don't do that or do this better? What can you?
Yeah, there are a bunch, but I'll tell you one, and it has to do with voice. And I should say that Show Up and Shine was really written for women. I work with men and women in my coaching practice. Some of my favorite clients are men, but my book was written for women because there's a whole collection of things that women tend to do that hide our light under a bushel basket, that make us seem less confident, less competent sometimes, and keep us from really showing up. And one of those is putting a question mark where it doesn't belong, so that every sentence ends like this. And you hear this a lot from younger women especially, but sometimes even as we get older, we don't stop. And so when I hear that question, it undermines what a person is saying. It makes me take her less seriously, makes her sound less confident. And what's so interesting in working with people about that, Dolly, is that people, they're not even aware that they're doing it. It's become such a habit that they don't hear it themselves until it's pointed out to them. And sometimes it has to be pointed out more than once. But eventually, that's a habit that can change. So people can alter that tendency to put that questioning inflection into what's supposed to be a statement and instantly sound more confident and more knowledgeable.
A lot of times people, when they first meet you, it only takes them a matter of seconds before they make up their mind about you. So give us, some listeners, some tips. In the first few seconds of meeting someone, what should you do? Are there three things maybe you can
point out? All right, three things.
Out?
When you meet somebody, you want to have a solid posture, going back to what I was saying about being grounded. So you want to look like somebody who is substantial. You want to look people in the eye, and you want to smile. I know that sounds obvious, but I'm not kidding. It makes all the difference in the world to warm up to people. And I could go on and on about how you shake hands, but we don't really have time for that. But there's a whole thing about that, too, about having a firm handshake, that when you meet somebody, instantly they know they want to know you better, or they don't.
What are some, you have a chapter 5 here, this is interesting, the sound of confidence and charisma. Tell us a little bit about that chapter. I'm jumping all over your book here. So many golden nuggets in this book.
We talked about the question mark in the voice, which is a key thing right off the bat. And that's something to change. And also, the power of the pause. So I mentioned a minute ago about my client who couldn't stop talking and it was getting him in trouble with interviews. Being able to put a period on it, stop, and just let there be a beat of silence establishes you as confident and comfortable in your own skin. So babbling, not confident. Pausing, very confident. And part of what gets in the way of pausing is just talk, 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 talk. And part of it is using filler language like like, you know, kinda, sorta, and stuff like that. So those are some things to watch for.
Your Show Up and Shine book gives everybody some tools that they can use to figure out how to be more charismatic and increase business. Do you find that your clients come to you because they're having more problems in business than their personal life? Is it more important in the business world?
Mostly it's about business. And so there's a spillover effect. When people show up more confidently in business, it spills over into their life, and it can be very handy in relationships with family, friends, people you do business with, and so forth. But what people are really motivated to change about, in my experience, is business. Basically, you know, I do coaching that promises confidence, charisma, and cash, turning more prospects into profits. So it really is about doing better in business so you can make more money.
Now, where can we find this book?
You can
I
find
was lucky
this
you
book
mailed
at Amazon.
To me.
Yes, I sent you one. But
you
for
didn't
the rest
autograph
of the world,
it, though.
Oh, you didn't ask. I would have next time I see you.
Yes, I'll be.
The book is available on Amazon.com in paperback, Kindle version, and an audio book, which can be downloaded on Audible.
Love that. Kindle, downloading books on Kindle, it's such an awesome thing. A lot of times I hear about these books, and I look and see if they're on Kindle, and you can just get it like right away. You can start reading that night. I just love that.
Yep.
So you can dive into the Show Up and Shine book by Katherine Johns anytime you want. Just download it or go to Amazon and order it there. So what else are you up to these days, Katherine Johns?
Well, as you know, I do speaking, I do coaching, and And I love both. I love being in front of an audience and sharing some of the things that we've been talking about here. And it's also very satisfying to work with clients individually and help them make the changes that will improve their business and their life.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a very charismatic voice, and I've met you two times now, and very magnetic personality and presence. That's when you were writing about it, when I was reading about the first chapter, I'm like, well, that is so Catherine. You definitely have a presence when you walk in the room. So listeners out there, you can – I'm not really giving an endorsement, but I guess I am. I really like the book so far.
Of course, you should endorse it. Yeah. It's very practical and very fun and available on Amazon. There you go.
Yeah, it looks like a very easy book to read. And I like these simple tips in here, too. That's easy. Practice shaking someone's hand, looking them in the eye, and being still and not talking so much. Not talking, that's a very good tip, because you're so right about that. Nothing turns anybody off more off than someone's always chattering. And
it's true.
Yeah, something to be saying about
sure. I think that's probably my cue to stop talking, right? Because I know you got other guests today.
You know I do.
I know. All right, listen, Dolly, thank you so much.
Thanks for being on the show, and I do want to tell everybody you can go to your website, right? You have a website for Show Up and Shine?
CatherineJohns.com. Yeah, I do. The book website is showupandshinebook.com.
All right, well, everybody, there's some good news for you. You can change the way you're perceived by checking out Catherine's book and following some of her tips. Thanks so much, Catherine, and it's nice to talk to you again. Stay in touch.
You too, Dolly. You too. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, Catherine Johns. Okay, I am going to now bring on our next guest. Is this Ida Wenhold?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Ida.
Yes.
Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well,
I'm doing fantastic.
You.
I'm so glad that you could be on. Ida is the executive. She's the executive director of Kids Matter. And Kids Matter is a Naperville-based non-for-profit. And why don't you tell us a little bit more about what Kids Matter does? And then the reason why I had you on the show today was because you Kids Matter created another network, if you will. But we'll get to that in a minute. Let's talk about Kids Matter first and the things that it does.
Absolutely. Well, we are a not-for-profit, proactive organization, and our main goal, Dolly, is to build resilient kids who say no to destructive choices and yes to endless possibilities. So everything that we do centers on prevention. Our actual mission is to equip kids and families with practical tools so that they can manage those destructive stressors of everyday life through dynamic school and community programs that we do, practical education, resources, youth recognition, and we really harness the power of partnership throughout the community to help our kids and families thrive.
That's a lot right there. What specifically, you do a lot. So are you also involved with, are part of these also prevention programs for, kids on that could get involved with drugs? I mean, how is Kids Matter involved with that?
Yes, well, we have four areas of focus. And, again, they all are focused on helping kids to avoid those at-risk behaviors. The first area of focus, and that's been one we've done throughout the years, are annual events. So, for instance, on October 3rd, we just hosted a volunteer fair. In fact, you were there with your daughter. And the purpose of that is to connect kids to areas of service from over 26 organizations that were there that evening. We also host an annual job fair, and that is to connect kids to the workforce and to prepare them so that they feel better about themselves when they go for that first interview. We run them through mock interviews, resume building. We teach them about social media and what they need to know. We do a skater's picnic to build relationships between the skating population and the police. Our second area of focus really deals with parent and student empowerment workshops, and those deal with cutting-edge issues. For instance, a series we just did really deals with the difference between teenage angst, typical teenage angst, and depression. You know, how do you know those red flag warning signs so that you know that you may need to seek professional help? And then our third area of focus really deals with collaboration. Kids Matter leads what is called the Collaborative Youth Team, and that's a partnership of 24 different youth and family-serving organizations. And that's exciting. We focus on things like mental health first aid and threat assessment planning to ensure the safety of our kids and families. And then the fourth area is the one you would ask me to really talk about today, and that is that new Parents Matter 2 initiative.
That's it. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to talk about Kids Matter because we haven't had you on to talk about Kids Matter yet. But it's true. That caught my eye. I got an email from a friend of ours who said, boy, Kids Matter has really taken the lead on this. They've created this Parents Matter 2. And, you know, I think any new program that's out there that's helping parents with struggles of being a parent and providing support is fantastic. So I'm so thrilled that you guys are doing this.
Thank you. Thank you.
And this network, what does it exactly do for parents?
Well, it was created, Dolly, in response to the recent heroin overdoses that have resulted actually over the last 3 years with 13 young people dying in our area. And we did do some research with parents to say, where do you feel most comfortable accessing help if you do suspect that your son or daughter is involved with drugs? Because, as you know, it's difficult to reach outside of your family if you're hoping against hope that your son or daughter really isn't involved. And so what we found through those focus groups was that parents said two things, that they would prefer to access help either online or from other parents. And so that is really how Parents Matter 2 emerged, in order to meet those goals, those suggestions from our parents, and to provide them with a safe environment, both on and offline, to discuss at-risk issues.
Mm-hmm. And these parents, when they get together, how are they then, you know, they're supporting each other, yes, but do you give them the tools to help them to have discussions and conversations with their kids about making good choices? Is that kind of what you're equipping these parents with, not just the support, but
yes,
real tools
exactly.
to help them?
Yeah, absolutely, because as
good.
You said, when you bring together groups of parents, for instance, Parents Matter 2 has three approaches that we are going to offer to parents. And one of them is parent conversation circles. The purpose of that is to equip them to creatively challenge their children's choices. And so in order to do that, we will have actually facilitators that have been trained to work within conversation circles. And there is a 4-week curriculum that those circles will be using in order to spur on those conversations. But basically, they're going to focus on three areas. They'll focus on helping parents just know the facts, you know, education. They'll focus on what should I say as a parent to my child, and then what do I need to do? So we're really just zooming in on that fact that knowledge is power. You know, I need to be smart and not scared. I need to have connections and talk with other parents. I need to have bridges to expert resources. I need to know who to trust. And I need to become an influential parent so my kids will listen to me and make good decisions.
Mm-hmm. But you know what's, you know, for those families that have lost their young child or teenager to drugs, as you said, as you mentioned, it's a problem all over, but we're just starting to really see more of it in Naperville. And,
right.
I mean, you've got these, there's two new drugs out there, and I want to bring this to parents' attention. I don't think that a lot of parents have heard these names before. I've recently just found out about it. There's a drug called Molly, and I'm
right.
really sad about that because I have a daughter named Molly. I don't like this. So there's a drug
absolutely.
Called Molly out there, and it's basically they were saying that this is it's a street name for the drug that's pushed as a powder form of the main chemical in ecstasy.
Exactly.
And then you've got the other drug called, have you heard this, Crocodile?
Yes.
And it's a cheaper alternative to heroin, but here's the scary thing about that. That can eat away your flesh.
Exactly.
You know, so we're starting to see this drug problem. It's all over, but we're starting to even see it in a community where parents, there's a lot of engagement with parents and their kids. But I think the message that you're putting out there is you can never talk enough about this with your children. And you are guiding parents and giving them the tools to what to say, the right thing to say, what to do.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love the research. It's out of Drug Free America, and it says that parents are the anti-drug. And they've done research. Their recent research revealed that 67% of teens say that parents, not their peers, not the media, but parents have the influence on their decision to stay drug free. And yet, according to other research done, it showed that only 30% of parents regularly talk with their kids about drugs and alcohol. And so we see that as, wow, what an opportunity to empower parents, because we still do have the biggest influence on our kids. It's just feeling prepared and knowing, what to ask and what to be aware of. Just like you said, with these new drugs coming on board, it's really hard to stay up with the latest information and facts about them.
Does Kids Matter give parents that information, too? Do you make them aware of these drugs that are out there and what to look for, what signs to look for that they're using
Actually,
it?
Yes. And that's another, we are a bridge to our community experts, and we love that. As I said, we have 24 partners that it's our responsibility to kind of have them link arms and look at those gaps and overlaps of services and how can we best serve our community. But another arm of Parents Matter, too, is a website, and it's called Ask the Expert. And the purpose of that is to, right now we have about 20. Our goal is 100 two-minute videos that will answer those types of questions, Dolly, that you just raised. Like, what are the signs of drug use, with this new crocodile drug? How can I support my child to has heightened anxiety, and it's a result of some prescription drug that I was told to have him or her take. How can I get my teenager, to talk to me about the street drugs that are out there? And so what we've done is to go to the experts and ask them, what are the questions parents are coming to you and asking? And so online we will have all of these questions there so parents can kind of sift through it, different types of drugs, different types of stressors and what happens as a result of them when they're unbalanced, what are the red flag signs of depression, what can I do when my child is bullied at school. So all of those issues, and parents can click on it, listen to a two-minute video, and then they have an opportunity to ask anonymous questions, because we felt that was critical from our research. Parents don't want to kind of out themselves initially. They just want to ask questions. They want to find out, I found a substance in my kid's room, and it's a red powder. What should I do? What is that? And so the purpose of this website will, again, give parents a safe way that they can ask those initial questions that they have about, the possible behaviors their kids are exhibiting.
I love that, because that's we haven't, as parents, I'm a parent, and there isn't a website that I know of that I can go to and just, besides Googling it specifically, but that sounds fantastic. Another way, just another great tool, another good way to educate parents and make them aware and give them the tools to help their, so this is not, is it currently on the website, or will it be there eventually, soon?
It just went live. It's gaining momentum as we have now, I guess, approximately 20 videos, and our goal is, again, 100. We've had more experts come to us and say, hey, we're ready to do these videos. So, of course, we have that initial funding. We're obviously, looking for more support to build this out. But it is live. It's www.parentsmatter2, capital T-O-O, so it's all one word, .org. And you can go to it right now and get a lot of really good information about these types of questions.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you know what? I think we have a little bit of a technical issue with your line coming through. So, but I'm going to go ahead and give everyone the contact information. Ida, thank you so much for being on the show and educating us on this. The group is called Kids Matter, and now they have a Parents Matter 2 group as well. So two networks. Oh, it sounds like maybe you're okay now.
Okay.
Why don't you give us some... Well, no, it's back. It's kind of a static. I don't know if people at home can hear it, but why don't you give the contact information, how
sure.
people can check out Kids Matter? Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Kids Matter's website is www.parentsmatter.org. Parentsmatter2.org. And also our regular website that has information on all of our events and our programs, our outreach areas, is www.kidsmatter2us.org. So kidsmattertous.org. And that will list everything that's happening. In fact, this Tuesday, Dolly, we have Matters, all about bullying, cyberbullying, and it's at the City Municipal Center. And it's a film festival for the first half of it where we will highlight student-directed films about the impact of bullying on them. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, I feel so bad. I'm hearing this this odd noise with your connection and repeat some of the contact information. And I just want to thank you again for being on the show. Keep up the good work.
Thanks,
Ida Wendhill, the Executive Director of Kids Matter. Thanks for being on the show. And you can find out more information about Kids Matter at www.kidsmatter, that's two T's, to us.org. There's also the Parent Matter 2. Is it Parents with an S or is it Parent Matter?
Parents with an
parents
S.
With
parents
an, Matter. With an S. Okay. Okay, Parents Matter 2, TOO.org. And, of course, they're on Facebook. And you could check them out on Twitter, Kids Matter to You, as well. All right. Thanks so much, Ida. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Dolly. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I'm not sure if I teased this at the beginning of the show. I have an amazing guest that is on the show, and it's actually a recorded piece. I'm going to play this for you. Couldn't get to be on the show live this morning, so we recorded the interview yesterday. The legendary Olympic athlete, six-time Olympic medalist, international track and field legend, Jackie Joyner-Kersee, talked to me yesterday, and I'm going to play the interview right now. So listen in.
This portion of the Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Hope Family Dental. All right, I am so thrilled to have the legendary six-time Olympic medalist and international track and field legend. She is joining us now, Jackie Joyner-Kersee. Hi, Jackie. Welcome to the
Dolly McCarthy Show. Hey, how you doing?
Great,
oh, thanks
great.
For having me.
Oh, it's just so wonderful. Thanks for taking the time out to talk. You are in town at my alma mater, NIU, Northern Illinois University, talking to some students there. It's great to have you in town, and it's wonderful that you are out as your post-athletic career, if you will, as a philanthropist, a public speaker, and I know you're a tireless advocate for children's education and health issues and social reform, women's rights, you name it. And now you're going to share your inspirational success story, which everybody knows, and we're all just in awe of you. Sports Illustrated called you the greatest female athlete of all time in the 20th century, and I think that'll be for all time. Jackie, there's no other introduction there. I said it all. You are just an amazing woman.
Thank you.
How does it make you feel that Sports Illustrated called you the greatest female athlete of the 20th century?
Oh, my God. I'm honored. And, I don't take that, title in vain. I know it took a lot of hard work. A lot of people worked with me to make it, not to make that happen, but my accolades and all the things that I accomplished, and for people to honor me that way, I'm so blessed and so humble. So I keep it all in perspective and not take it for granted.
Oh, no, I don't think anybody does. I grew up watching you. You were in the four Olympic Games. I'll never forget 1988, that long jump when you made that 740.
Oh,
yeah. It was in everybody's mind. We just couldn't believe that little lady making that big jump. It was just incredible. You're just an incredible athlete and such an inspiration. It's great to see that you're talking to students, my alma mater, and the message. Your message is very inspirational. And so what is exactly your message these days to these students?
You know what? Well, first of all, this is a beautiful campus, and having the opportunity to know Connie T. Berry and coming here and we talking about love and forgiveness, having a dialogue with the young ladies and trying to motivate them to, you know, continue to work hard in life, but then also love the skin that they're in, but then also dig deeper than that. It's not the superficial or what's on the outside, but it's what's on the inside. And then if anyone that you feel that have done you wrong or, you know, let that anger go so you can progress in life. So I think that and just being on campus today and having, you know, the relationship, you know, with Connie, it's just been a blessing to come here because I didn't realize how beautiful this campus is. And then the facilities, the state-of-the-art facility, you know, just a matter of time to continue mm-hmm. producing national champion.
Yeah, well, we hope so. Lisa, for Huskies over here, NIU Huskies. Connie
yes.
T. Berry, you mentioned her. She's the track and field coach at NIU. Wonderful lady.
Yes.
I had the pleasure of meeting
yes.
her recently at NIU's homecoming last weekend. A very special lady, and she cares so
very
much about
special.
her athletes, not just in their with the physical and their
right.
physique and how well they're performing on the field, but like you said, on the inside. And that's such a wonderful message that you are bringing today. You're obviously, we all know you're a very decorated athlete, but I think the message, like you said, it's very important that you keep that balance and
uh-huh.
inside, but just as important as those shiny medals on the outside. And that's why I think everybody
exactly.
loves you so much, Jackie. I think that's why America loves you so much. I really
thank
do.
You. I really appreciate that because I think it's so important for, you know, our young ladies as well as our young men and to really be able to put ourselves in a position where you can win beyond your athletic gifts, you know, be strong academically, you know, have the ability to be able to be approachable and communicate and relate to people and not lose sight of the commitment, the hard work, and the sacrifice that it takes for you, yes, to be the best on the field. But what good is that if you can't go beyond the field and continue to flourish in life?
Very good message. I saw a commercial a few years back that you were in, and you talked about, like you just mentioned,
right,
not just the best on
yeah.
the field. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Is this something that you – what are the things that have you been doing with yourself these days besides motivational speaking and this positive message that you're spreading around the country? What are the things that you're up to?
Also, I have my community center in East St. Louis working with young people, being a mentor. I'm also involved with it's called Urban Farming, having a farm in the inner city and really trying to really bring young people to agriculture, learning more about not so much where your food comes from, but it is learning that, use food as a hook, but then also to engage them in the process of learning more about the plant sciences and the possibility of opportunities. You know, so doing that as well as working on a series of children books that's based around my life as far as motivational and dealing with asthma. And so there's a lot of things that I'm doing. But then also this project here called Love and Forgiveness is really engaging in that conversation because love is a very, you know, topic that you don't really talk about, just like when people, you know, very seldom, you know, they talk about their faith, talk about this, but you know, how important God was in their lives. So, you know, so to me, it's just a really, it's another way to connect with young people where they are and just to see where what they're thinking and what they think about this topic. Why is it important? How does this play a role in what you do athletically? Because sportsmanship, to me, is, for whatever reason, you know, people don't see the value of it, but it is a value. It's teaching, respecting someone's space, but respecting that person as well as respecting yourself.
Excellent message. Just an excellent message. You know, it comes as no surprise because, you know, as the Olympic champion, you didn't just compete in one sport. And it's just like now. You're all over the place. You've got messages all over the place. And just like in the Olympics, you competed in so many different events, various different events. And it just goes to show you don't just have to have one message. You can spread good news. It sounds like what you're doing now with eating well, loving yourself, loving others, and being positive. And you're just a true inspiration to everybody about how to carry your life moving forward from such amazing accomplishments you had.
Right. Yeah.
And during all those Olympic games. Wow.
Yeah. Right. I mean, because you look at my dream, yes, was to go to the Olympics, but I didn't know I would win gold medals. But you can't replace hard work. So working hard in life, the impossible is probable. But you got to work towards it and not count yourself out. And the one of the things, if we look at what's tough with our society today, you're dealing with obesity and families not working together, bringing them together, trying to get them to get out and be active. Yeah, not everyone's going to be an Olympic champion, and that's not what you're trying to say. But if you could really acquire the discipline that it takes to help you to start doing something and doing it on a regular basis, then not only would that help if it's an athlete, but then help a person that's going to their job and start setting goals, and these are the things that I need to do, and maybe these are the things that I need to change to make things a little better for me.
Absolutely. Yes. Spoken like a true Olympian, that's for sure. Setting goals and just seems like when you were competing, you were only competing with yourself, too. Would that be accurate? I have to tell you a funny story, too, before you answer that question. A friend of mine who I work with, I work over at WGN News, and a producer friend of mine today, when I told her I was going to be interviewing you, she said, oh, my goodness, her name is Fawn. I won't say her last name, but she competed against you in a state meet way back. And, of course, we know how that race ended up. But she had so much admiration for you, and I think that your message is just that. It's important to go out there and be the best that you can be and do better, always improve yourself and not look at other people and try better than them. Is that kind of accurate, what you're kind of the message you're trying to send to these young ladies at NIU?
Yes, because I think it's so important that competition is great, but it's also good to set realistic goals for yourself. And realistic is short-term goals. Enjoy some of your short goal accomplishment. And sometimes we put lofty goals before us that sometimes is unrealistic, that we don't really share or enjoy the moments of that, just that little taste of success. For me, it was like proving a tenth of a second. It wasn't first, second, or third, but at least I knew I was improving. So that said to me, if I continue to work hard, then over the course of a lifetime, I could steady improve. And that's what it is not beating ourselves up, not getting caught up to the expectation of others, but your own expectation.
That's right. Very good message, especially for those young athletes that grew up watching you and now had the honor of hearing you speak before them and giving them such a great message. So true. I got to say, though, it's still got to feel good, right, holding that record for the heptathlon.
Oh, yeah.
Feel good, doesn't it? All these years later.
It does.
How does that make you feel, really?
You still
got the record.
It's really a great feeling, because, people would say to me, they'd be like, well, I like to be honest with you. I don't want to say it broken. I know people be like, records are made to be broken. Yeah, I know, but I like it being there. You know, because a lot of kids, generation today, they run around when I was competing. You know, some of these kids are coming up to me. Especially in the middle school. I mean, they social study books. You know, so yeah.
What would you say looking
and
back
alive.
At your life? Oh, Jackie, yeah. You know, you still got a lot of years ahead of you. But looking back, you've had quite a career and quite a life, a great example for young and old. What would you say is your greatest accomplishment, besides the Olympic gold medal?
I would say my greatest accomplishment was graduating from college and knowing that was a long conversation I had with my mom, and my mom died when I was a freshman in college, and it was the promise I made to her and we made to each other. You know, you go to college, you graduate. So that, along with building my community center in East St. Louis and giving young people a safe place to come, not only to have fun, but be exposed to life skills, learn, you know, do after-school programs and really try to help them become productive citizens, having staff people in collaborative relationship with people that share the same mission and vision as I do.
That sounds wonderful. That sounds great. And then do you have anything left to accomplish, anything that you want to still accomplish that you got yourself? I know I remember a few years ago you wanted to start playing golf. I remember that one.
I know.
How did that go?
I still want to start playing. You know.
Someone challenges the lady on the golf course.
I got to learn the basics. But, you know, but I think it would be good, though, because of charity events and a lot of things that I do, because it's really no longer about me and not like it was before, but everything I have done has always been in the light of trying to help someone else or help an organization.
That's it. Spoken like a true Olympic champion, a true champion in all of our hearts. Everybody in America just adores you and admires you, Jackie, and keep doing what you're doing. Keep spreading the good news.
Thank you
and,
so much.
Congratulations to you. I never personally had a chance to congratulate you for all those Olympic medals you won. So here's my opportunity.
Thank you.
And again, congratulations, Sports Illustrated, the greatest athlete, female athlete of the 20th century. You're just an amazing woman and very true inspiration, true champion. So thank you so much for taking the time on the Dolly McCarthy Show. All right, enjoy your time at NIU.
All right.
Thanks again.
Appreciate it. Thank you. All
right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Jackie Joyner-Kersee, what a phenomenal woman she was. I was so thrilled to have her as a guest. I'm glad the pre-recorded show worked out. And she is such an inspiration, isn't she? Speaking of inspiration, let's turn now to our weekly segment, Good Inspirations, with Michelle Lynn Gusts, who's a speaker and an author and regular contributor on the show. Hey, Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Dolly.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. Okay, so your topic today, we are talking about worrying. And the question we put out there to people on social media is, do you ever worry endlessly about something going wrong, only to have it work out just fine and realize you didn't need to worry? So I guess the discussion is more about the importance of trusting and having faith. Is that right? And just kind of getting rid of this fear that people have.
Exactly. You know, we create fear from insecurity, and we worry about everything. And I'll admit, this has been a huge thing for me. This has probably been my biggest struggle in my whole life, is learning to let go. And I'm not going to tell you that I'm perfect at it, but I've come a long way. And what I've learned is that I can worry, but things always do work out. And it just, the more I talk to people in the various things between, you know, working with people when they've lost a loved one who's died, working with people in suicide, working with divorced women right now, this is a huge issue for people. It's that the fear of the unknown, and so it's like I said, no matter who I talk to, we all seem to struggle with this. And so this will be a repeating theme that I'll be working on, that we'll be talking about, because this is really important to people, to be able to let go. And because what happens is when we trust and we have faith, we worry less. And it's like we put too much energy into it, and we don't need to.
Mm-hmm. So you think that just trusting and having faith, that will help you stop the worrying. But is there anything else? How do we stop this worrying and start living?
Well,
that's what I call
it. I could sit here all day and say, you need to stop worrying. I need to stop worrying. Mm-hmm. But that's not very helpful. And so what we need to do is find a way that helps us to do it. And that's going to be a little bit different for all of us. Sometimes I think what people need is some sort of a ritual, which may seem like a big word of something to do, but really it's not. What I think of a ritual is like some way of doing something. So it's like a place to put it, whether you write whatever's worrying you and you burn it. That works for some people. You put a box. You take a box and you make that your worry box. And you write whatever you're worrying about. You put it in the box and you let it go. Some other people will do something like they'll have a jar, and every time they start to worry about something, they'll put a dollar in it. And then when they have a bunch of dollars, because unfortunately we worry more than we want to, then they'll donate them to charity or something like that. But it's a good way to gauge, like, oh my gosh, the dollar jar is getting a little full. The worry jar is getting a little full. I think I need to back off on this.
And maybe you need to start exercising instead of putting dollars in. No, I'm just kidding.
Exercise is a good thing too. There's so many, writing in a journal, talking to someone, making a deal with somebody. Say, I'm not going to worry. When I do worry, maybe giving that person the dollar. But there's so many different things that we can do. And that's a lot of it. I really appreciate listening to Jackie talk about the whole thing about goals, you know, breaking the goals down, which is actually what I'm going to talk about next week, because it's the same with trusting and having faith. You can't expect that you're going to change it overnight. You're not going to. It's a long process. But continue to work on it, you'll find you'll get better and better at it, and you do worry less. And the more you work on it, the more you're conscious of it, the more you're aware of it, the better it'll get and the less energy you'll put into it. And the other thing about having trust and having faith is that, I think I said this already, is that when you put less energy in it, you feel better and you're able to really live life instead of in the, you know, things lurk in the back of our minds, and we should be present in the moment. We should be having a good time, enjoying whatever mm-hmm. it is or whoever we're with, because life is short.
Mm-hmm. Michelle, you've had so many, you know, with the unfortunate suicide and death of your sister, you've moved, you've been through divorce. A lot of people would say, you know, especially for young people, it's hard to tell them not to worry. I mean, I have my 17-year-old who worries about grades and getting into college and all that, and I try to reassure him, and I'm not getting there with him, because I think that he hasn't had enough life experience to realize that it does turn out okay. So it's something that we gain as we get older. So we gain wrinkles, but then we gain less worry as we get older.
That's absolutely true.
It's a trade-off. And we got to come up with another W. Wrinkles, worry, and what? So what would be your advice to young people listening about helping them cope with this worry, this fear of the unknown? And anybody else, for that matter. Maybe they haven't been through enough life experience to realize and have that faith that it does turn out okay.
Well, and I know, and I absolutely, you know, and I was a track athlete. So, you know, to hear Jackie, like I said, I mean, to me it was great. And because she's someone that I really looked up to, I was a runner, I was a distance mm-hmm. runner, didn't do what she did. But I was an endless worrier. So there are so many things when I look back that I think of, I wish that I had been told or taught. And one of those lessons would have been, and granted, maybe somebody did say things will work out, but nobody gave me any skills to work on that, to say this is what you can do, you know, to put it in a jar or do the dollar thing or find someone to talk to. I did write in a journal. I have endless journals going back to high school, and wrote pages and pages in high school almost every day, it seems. So I really wish that somebody would hand me some skills. So I think for a young person, it would be to say to them, look, let's work together on this. Because if you don't have life experience, then you're not going to even know where to start. A lot of people don't even know where to start, even when they're much older. And I find that's the other difficult thing with my group that I run here in Albuquerque for divorced and separated women. There's another woman I know who's going through other different kind of life transitions. That's what they say. I don't know where to start. And they want to go forward. They want to move past whatever it is they're in. They want to not be so afraid of the unknown, but they don't know where to start. And so it's whether it be partnering with somebody, you know, calling up a good friend saying, hey, can you help me out? I need to do this. Or coming up with ideas on your own. Like I said, I gave out a couple. Those are just things that I've seen people do or I've done that work well or have worked. But then, you know, there's something for each of us that we may know from past experience of something that would work. And when you're working, like, with your son, I'm sure you have things that have worked for you that may not necessarily work for him, especially because you're his mom. Maybe like, well, Mom, I don't want to do that because you did that. But there may be other things that he can get an idea. If you say, look, here's a list of things, then if you give him some ideas, he may think of something on his own. Because the other thing that's really important about this is being open. It's just you have to say, I'm open to whatever it is I need to do to get past this because I don't want to live my life like this. And when you're open, you'd be amazed at how many things come to you when your mind is just, you know, you're doing dishes or driving or whatever it is, and suddenly you get this idea, and you're like, where did that come from? But it may be the best idea you've had to be able to move past and to be able to let go and surrender.
I think that's fantastic. You're so right about that. And the one other thing I would add is that I tell my kids is to focus on the positive. If you keep focusing on this worry and this fear and this doubt, that's going to overcome you. It's going to just take over your thoughts and your processes, and you become obsessed. So just start thinking positive things. If you can't think of something positive, do something positive. Go out and treat yourself. Take a bike ride. Exercise. I think exercise and just getting out there and getting physical, even maybe even running with your kids, challenging yourself and accomplishing things little by little, you know, that will help you become more hopeful and positive and less fearful. There's the other thing is getting through, you know, going through, I won't go into my personal life too much, but it does happen. There are times when you're bombarded with a lot of negativity and, you know, that's the reality, but you have to remember sunny days are ahead and just try to focus on those things. Good music, positive music really helps too. Put that on in the house while the kids are cleaning or we're just hanging out on a Saturday afternoon and we just have some fun music. That really changes an attitude there too. Look, I'm not the expert. Michelle is, but having gone through quite a year, I would say that music has carried me quite a bit and my faith too. So we're thinking about all of our listeners out there. And we want the best for you. We want all good things coming to you. And Michelle, I'm just so thrilled to have this segment where she gives us advice, and she's just an inspiration. So that's why the segment's called Good Inspiration. So we take your advice and hope for the best, and we will have the best.
Well, I'm so happy to be here. And
your best life, yes.
I believe that listening to the listeners are listening to me, then they're hearing you. You're bouncing off what I'm saying, and they could come up with something totally different, or they may hear something that resonates about themselves. But it's within that discussion that you hear it and you come up with something that you may not have otherwise come up with that would cross your mind. And so that's what it's about. So many times I found that in conversations with other people that I learn so much. And so, you know, a lot of what I share comes from conversations or things I've read. And those ideas, you just never know where those ideas are going to come from. And absolutely, it's about focusing on the positive. And what can you do for yourself that's good? And I know that the other day I have to tell you, I was in a place of endless worry. And I ended up leaving the house actually when I had to go buy a dishwasher, and which is not really what I wanted to do, but it was one of those things where I just went and just to take myself out of the situation of sitting at my desk worrying, being in my head, and that was something I needed to do. And it was nice to get in the car, to turn up the radio and drive down, we call them freeways here in Albuquerque, mm-hmm. and just listen to the music and sing along, and that was enough. And it was a sunny day, and sometimes that's all we need is just, you know, I didn't necessarily have the time to go for a walk in that moment, but just getting out, just removing myself from where I was. Mm-hmm. But I believe that also you could do something like just go for a walk. Just there's so many different things you can do, and being out in the outside, the sunshine, whatever it is, and connecting with other people, you know, taking the time to talk to people. We've talked about so many other things too, like just saying hi to someone you don't know. That can help us too. So there are so
smiling.
Many other ways we can listen. Yes, exactly. Because you never know how you're going to change somebody else's day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. Well, you can check out more about Michelle. She's our good inspirations expert, but she's got her own website. It's called inspiredbymichelle.com, and you're on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Facebook.
Right.
You're all over the place.
So are you. We're both all over the place.
We're social media giants, aren't we? We just love that social media. No, we're spreading the good news, and that's what you do. And I just appreciate you being on the show again, Michelle. Thanks so much for all the good inspirations you bring.
Thank you for having me.
And on that, we'll see you next week. And on that note, stay positive, everybody. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Thanks again to all my good guests this week, Michelle Lynn Gus with Good Inspirations, Jackie Joyner Kersey, that legendary Olympic athlete, and to Ida Wendholz from Kids Matter, and Catherine Johns, author and Chicago radio legend. How could we ever forget that voice? Thanks to all my listeners, and thanks for tuning in. And hey, by the way, if you haven't already done so, like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow the show on Twitter. I'm out of time here, but I noticed on my Facebook page lots of new likes. So I will be emailing you or messaging you through Facebook and Twitter, and thanking you so much for following along and giving away those tickets to All Hallows Eve, Soup's On, and Chris Cagle and Sheryl Crow. Listen in next week. Next week I'm going to have Dorothy Shackelford on. She is mother to Blake Shelton, who's, you know, the big country singer, one of my favorite country singers. She's going to be on with Travis Thrasher. He helped her write this book called Time for Me to Come Home. And the title is the name of the song that Blake Shelton wrote along with his mother, and I believe she sang it with him. So there's a book I'm actually in the process of reading it. I'm going to finish this book. Unlike today when I couldn't finish Catherine Johns, but we won't be negative about that. We tried. I got the book 2 days ago, so we tried. But it looks like it. So far it's been a great read. So if you want to check it out so that you can call in and ask Dorothy some questions about the book, Time for Me to Come Home is the name of it. And we will hope to see you all or listen to you. Hopefully you'll listen in next week. That's what I meant to say, for another half hour of the Dolly McCarthy Show with lots of good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. So long, everybody.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. Good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel.